Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2019 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/IR, and MZIQ platform with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star 0 to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Inácio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Inácio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. Welcome to our earnings release call for the second Q of 2019. We had a good quarter with important results, and let's begin with the financial highlights on slide 3. We posted a net income of 117.7 million of reais in this quarter, representing a growth of 179% in 12 months. In the 6 months, we had 214 million reais net income, increasing 116% over the first half of 2018. The ROE was 11.2%. In this quarter, and the adjusted ROE, which is the best way to evaluate the bank's performance, was 23.9%, improving significantly in 12 months. Our credit portfolio ended the quarter at 22.5 billion, growing by 16% in the annual comparison, and the core portfolio increased more, 23% in 12 months. We originated a monthly average of 1.6 billion in new credit in this quarter, and we have maintained the level of the first quarter, which is generally stronger due to the payroll loans seasonality. Our NIM remains strong at 18.8%, increasing 3.8 percentage points over last quarter, and we ended the second Q with 4.2 billion in equity and 13% Basel ratio. Regarding the quarterly results on slide 4, we see the NIM at 18.8%, increasing over the last quarter as a result from the increase in the credit assignment and also stronger spread on credit portfolio. Our credit provisions and the retail portfolio remain stable. The stronger NIM that we see here enabled us to practically provision the entire construction loan portfolio, and also to anticipate provisions in the corporate portfolio. So as a result, the indicator ended the quarter at 6.3%, but without these two effects, it would have been 5.1%, improving over last quarter. On the expenses, we also anticipated 31 million in origination expenses that would come until December this year, based on the rules of the central bank regarding the commissions. Income before tax reached 164 million in this quarter, and net income 118 million, with a significant increase showing that the bank is advancing in its strategy. On this semester, we accumulated 214 million reais in net income. Regarding the ROE on slide 5, we present the accounting base and also the adjusted ROE, both analyzed. So the ROE stood at 11.2%, improving over both quarters. And the adjusted metric, which excludes the excess of financial expenses from fixed rate time deposits issued between 2005 and 2008, shows a net income of 172 million. And also, an adjusted equity of 2.9 billion by excluding the excess of DTA related to losses. So if we compare the adjusted net income with the adjusted equity, the adjusted ROE increases to 24% per year in this quarter. These are two simple adjustments of the two remaining legacies that properly show the bank's performance in the margin. On the next page, we have the details of our retail origination. We granted a monthly average of 1.6 billion in this quarter, totaling 4.8 billion reais in new retail credits. We remained stable compared to last quarter, but increased almost 20% in 1 year. In payroll loans, we reached 928 million reais per month in the quarter, growing 16% in 12 months. And in vehicle financing, we originated an average of 413 million in the quarter, increasing 40% in 12 months. The transactions in our credit cards totaled 272 million reais per month on average, showing an increase of 8% compared to previous quarter. We have also signed up 113,000 new clients per month in this quarter, 58% more than what we did 12 months ago in second Q18, and we have 4.6 million clients under management. On page 7, we show the composition of our credit portfolio. We see in the table that payroll remains as the largest portfolio with 12.3 billion, increasing 24% in 12 months. Then we see vehicle financing at 7.8 billion, advancing 25% in 12 months. And next comes the declining corporate portfolio with 866 million, and also real estate with 645 million. Credit card portfolio ended the quarter at 862 million, and in total, the 22 billion represents a 4% increase over the last quarter and 16% in 12 months. The originated portfolio, which adds up the portfolio assigned to controlling shareholders, ended the quarter at 31.8 billion. On page 8, we present the retail portfolio 90 days NPL, which remains stable compared to the previous quarter at 5.3%. We are improving what we want and have the knowledge to do, which is grant credit to our clients. We have been expanding the use of machine learning models to improve credit decisions, analyzing more than 1,000 structured and non-structured data. All of that brings the best alternative for credit to our clients, and also agility and efficiency in this process of granting credit. We also have been focusing digitally on collection. So when we see the collections recovered by these digital platforms, we had 145 million reais collected, representing more than 20% of the total collection, which also helps a lot to improve efficiency and save costs. In payroll, our strategy is to keep as a relevant player focused on federal loans, figuring among the top 5 originators in the INSS loan market. This quarter, we originated an average of 928 million reais per month, totaling almost 3 billion in new credits. Out of those, 92% on loans and 8% on credit cards. When you look at the breakdown in the origination, we continued to have an important concentration on federal risk, representing 89% in the second queue, out of which 65% is the INSS loans. The portfolio, considering loans and credit cards, ended the quarter at 12.3 billion, representing 55% of the total portfolio. And in April, we launched for all the partners our hiring platform, which is paperless and without physical limitations. and also adding facial biometrics as a signature that makes the operation more scalable, efficient, safe, and also profitable. We held 11 events in the main cities of the country to present this platform, reaching more than 4,000 partners, brokers that sell our products, and the acceptance was very good. Proof of this is that the engagement is increasing. We had an average of loans digitally originated representing 27% of the quarter origination. On slide 10, we present more details about the vehicle segment. The focus is to finance used cars between 4 and 8 years of use, and also new motorcycles. We operate through multi-brand and also through single-brand vehicle dealers focused on used cars and single-brand dealers for motorcycles. In line with the digital transformation, we have developed an app with a simulator that allows a credit pre-analysis with few pieces of information, providing a lot of agility and also a better experience for our commercial partners and also to the final customers. These and other investments in technology have allowed us a significant increase in productivity of the sales team, which advanced about 42% between June 18 and June 19. In motorcycle financing, we are the market leader, excluding captive finance company, and we benefit a lot of the credit knowledge and the long-term experience in this business, resulting in an excellent performance among low-income young adults. As I mentioned before, we had a monthly average origination of 413 million in this second Q, and the portfolio continues to increase, ending at 7.8 billion this quarter, with an adequate level of LTV and also terms of the operations. On the second half of 2019, we will launch the digital platform to originate loans, such as we did with payroll, and this will add up more benefits to this business. On page 11, we show the evolution of credit cards. We have been improving the credit card origination, issuing credit cards without fees. We also expanded our origination through digital partnerships, and we launched in the first quarter an important co-branded digital card partnership with Melius, which is a Brazilian market leader in cashback. We issued 93,000 credit cards in this quarter, increasing 51% in 12 months. If we look at the number of requests received, the increase was 150%. This movement is being leveraged by the increase in sales actions, also in line with improvements in cross-sell, improved efficiency in analytics and CRM, and also broadening relationship with new digital partners and developing and continuous development in the hiring journey of this product through our website. We have invested in the improvement of our credit card app, which has a score of 4.8% on Apple Store, and we have been expanding self-service, financial control features, and expenses monitoring. Since its launch in the third Q18, we had more than 750,000 downloads. This credit portfolio ended the quarter at 862 million reais. On page 12, we show the evolution of insurances. We originated a monthly average of 22 million reais in premiums in this quarter, following the vehicle origination volume. The funding balance shown on slide 13 increased to 22.4 billion. In this quarter. On the left chart, we highlight the increase in time deposits that reached 11.8 billion, increasing 70% in 12 months, contributing to the diversification of our funding through direct clients and also through distribution platforms. The funding with shareholders declined even more and now represents only 27% of the total funding. It is also worth mentioning that banknotes increased significantly in 12 months. In this quarter, we issued our first public deal, totaling 450 million, with 1.7 times demand, and two-thirds of the investors were new to the bank, didn't have any exposure before. So this shows the appetite for the coming from the market to our product. On slide 14, we have information about capital. The Basel ratio stood at 13%, now entirely of CET1, and which increased 1.1 percentage points in the quarter. Also, as expected, the Tier 2 does not count anymore for capital, as it has less than 1 year to maturity. On slide 15, we show the rebranding that we just launched on July 15. This new position is based on the attributes enthusiasm, empowerment, and proximity. What we wanna say to the market is that we exist to give a fresh look to the financial needs of our clients. We are a bank that grants credit for our clients, for them to achieve their goals. We work with everyone who wants to face their daily obstacles in life. We also have a team with knowledge without convenience, so always thinking outside of the box and evolving and improving. We also connect with customers to understand what they need, so we deliver a better solution. This is simplicity that connects. And most of all, we want to solve everything for our clients. We translate what is complicated into something simple. Our main goal is to strengthen our essence as an accessible bank to 160 million Brazilians in the classes C, D, and E, which are our target clients. And on the next slide, we see that the full digital banks come to complete our strategy, which is already well established in the B2B and gains now a new front in the B2C. This places us at another level in the B2C relationship, which they exist basically in the credit card business and on a portion of payroll loan business. And we see ourselves as a new bank. We have the ambition to be a reference for the financial solutions to those 160 million Brazilians. And we want to do that by delivering an experience based on transparency, simplicity, and customization, and always thinking about our customer needs. With the launch of the digital account, our clients will have a complete platform integrated with banking products and services. And we are also building partnerships, building an ecosystem with partnerships to provide non-banking services to engage even more our clients. Besides the active client base that I mentioned of 4.6 million clients and the 1.2 million clients that we grant credit, that we have granted credit in the last 12 months, we still have 10 million clients that paid entirely their loans with us. So this shows all the digital bank with these digital accounts growth potential, acquiring clients at a low acquisition cost. And with this, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing the pound key. Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. Since there seems to be no further questions, I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Ignacio Caminha for his final remarks.
Well, thank you again all for the presence. Have a good day and see you next quarter.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect you and have a good day.